To the United States now, where the hearing to impeach the president has drawn to a close, with Democrats appearing to be getting ready to vote for Donald Trump's impeachment. The inquiry has gripped the nation this week and heard evidence that Donald Trump directed US officials to pressure Ukraine to announce an investigation into the presidential political rival, and that the president's top allies were in the loop on what was happening. Today, a former top White House advisor denounced a theory embraced by Trump loyalists that it was Ukraine rather than Russia which interfered in the 2016 election, as Julia Holman reports.
It's a conspiracy theory that's been peddled for years, that instead of Russia interfering in the 2016 US election, it was in fact Ukraine that was doing the meddling. And that conjecture was again shared today at the House Intelligence Committee's hearing investigating whether to impeach US President Donald Trump.
President Trump had good reason to be wary of Ukrainian election meddling against his campaign.
Devin Nunes is a top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, and today he repeated the discredited assertion that there's evidence not only for Russia meddling in the election, but that Ukraine was also involved.
Republicans believe we should take meddling seriously by all foreign countries.
This theory led to calls for Ukraine to investigate its supposed election interference. But a former White House advisor told the House Intelligence Committee that was dangerous, politically driven falsehoods.
This is a fictional narrative that has been perpetrated and propagated by the Russian security services themselves.
Dr. Fiona Hill is the former top Russia expert on the National Security Council. She told the hearing that the theory that Ukraine also meddled in the 2016 election was a lie planted by Russia.
The unfortunate truth is that Russia was the foreign power that systematically attacked our democratic institutions in 2016. This is the public conclusion of our intelligence agencies, confirmed in bipartisan congressional reports. It is beyond dispute.
Dr. Hill was appointed to her role by Donald Trump's former national security advisor, John Bolton. Today she backed up evidence given the previous day by Gordon Sondland, the US ambassador to the EU. She said it was very clear that US officials made a White House visit for the Ukrainian president contingent on the announcement of an investigation which would smear Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden. Democrat Jackie Speier was keen to demonstrate that Fiona Hill isn't the kind of person who can be pushed around.
I understand that when you were 11 years old, there was a schoolboy who set your pigtails on fire, and you were taking a test. You turned around and with your hands snuffed out the fire and then proceeded to finish your test. Is that a true story?
It is a true story. I was a bit surprised to see that pop up today. It's one of the stories I occasionally tell because it had some very unfortunate consequences afterwards. My mother gave me a bowl haircut. So for the...
I think it underscores the fact that you speak truth, that you are steely, and I truly respect that.
Today's testimony caps off an intense week of investigations and reinforces the Democrats' complaint that the president used foreign policy to further his political aims. And while there hasn't been a decision made on whether to impeach the president, Democrats appear to be heading in that direction.
Hard to think, except for declaring war, a more serious responsibility than the impeachment of a president.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says in her mind it's uncontested that Donald Trump tried to force Ukraine to investigate his political rival for the president's own political gain. And she suggested impeachment will occur.
When we see a violation of the Constitution, we have no choice but to act.
That's Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ending that report from Julia Holman.